빵하고 나중에 빵. 빵은 the U is out there. But it is the Holy Spirit comes and starts His work of the Lord Jesus here in our midst. I ask you, now these people here, that doesn't mean you're going to be healed. They're going to be paralyzed. That doesn't mean you. You have just the same chance. Come back and back up here anywhere you want to. If you just absolutely believe the plain gospel, Jesus died for that person and accept it. Now, if you'll do that and believe with all your heart, and of course fear, that you'll believe with all your heart that the Lord Jesus will grant that to your other mouth, wherever you are, see if the Lord Jesus doesn't turn around and then think the same thing, do you? Now, if you'll do that, will you believe? God bless you. Now, let us stay quietly, if you will. Now, that's good. Just be real reverent, be real quiet. Now, my son, and my manager here, Mr. Moore, the other sister here, Mr. Brown, and Dan's on the platform. They watch. It becomes a subconscious. I do not know what's going on. I can tell it goes into another dimension. We'll explain it after some nights now, what happens. The best we can. We can't explain it. But what happens? You go into another world. And then we want to see you tomorrow night. Everybody be there. They watch. And when they think I've got enough, then they take you from the platform. Now, the only thing you can line up for is just to get the anointing of the Holy Spirit started, then your faith, see, it comes down here, and your faith operates. Now, these people in the line, there's not a person there that I know. Frankly, I don't see a person in here that I recognize outside of. I've seen a minister here, I thought a while ago that I knew. At least sitting right here, if I'm not sure, this is the brother who has the tabernacle. The little prophet right here, Brother Fuller, is that right? Brother Fuller. Maybe others that I know, but I can't recognize them at this time. And I saw only persons in here that I really recognize at the time. Right now. Now, they're all strangers to me. Now, if Jesus was standing here with this suit on that he gives me, standing here in person, and you people are sick, could he heal you? No. How can he do what he's already done? Could he save you? No. He said he already did that. The work that anything is finished, is finished. Is that right? The work, the complete plan of redemption was finished at Calvary. Oh, and you cannot, in no means, deal with sin without dealing with sickness. Because sickness is an attribute of sin. So, yeah, the work was finished. Now, the only thing he can do is send some good inspired preacher to preach the word. If you won't believe that, he might have somebody with a gift of speaking with tongues, that he could speak and tell a person. If you go take this thing back or do something or something like that, that's your interpretation. That's the same as prophecy. Or he has a prophetic gift that he puts in the church that magnifies, lifts him up, and shows to the people. Then you are right where you're sitting, then you accept that. Then you're healed. See what I mean? Or then you're saved. You know. The Lord bless you now. As we sing lowly as we'll just once. And everybody hear that now. Holy be. Music then, you love music now. bless you now for the glory of God and the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. I take every spirit under my control for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. In anything that you should set forever in quiet, listen to the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if the operator, the engineer of these microphones, if you'll set them up just a little bit, for sometimes after it gets started, I have no idea how loud I'm speaking or how low. Be just real reverent. Now, this woman being coming up with us now, I suppose that we are strangers to each other, our lady. You and I are strangers to each other. I've never seen you in my life, and I don't know you. So, if anything could be done for you, and I could do it, I'd be a brute not to. But the Lord Jesus knows you. He knows me. And you being a woman and me a man. If God can come on you and use you for faith, and can put His Spirit on here, on me, to use me to speak to you about it, then we praise God for it. Isn't that right? If it can, of course, if he can anoint me, so he can show me something to help you, well then, it's my fault, or something, or he doesn't desire to do it. And if he can anoint you, that your faith would cause that to happen, then it stands to be your fault. But if I don't know what you're here for, you know that, but God knows what you're here for. So now, just like the woman at the well, our Lord Jesus talked to her about her. I think with all my heart, He was catching her spirit. Because if you are a human being, the same as I am. And if it's whatever it is, if you're burdened, if you're a sinner, or if there's something wrong in your life, or if you're sick, or whatever it is, the Lord Jesus can let me know it. And wouldn't that be the same Lord Jesus that raised up from the dead, the woman that you're on the earth? Does the audience believe that? The same Lord Jesus? You're from here, Steve? And you, well, then people here know you. See? I don't know you. But the Lord Jesus knows you. Now, us being totally strangers to each other, and then may the Lord help me. Now, if you'll go right into the spot and tell me what you're standing there for, then you will accept Him as to give you whatever you want, as you're here for. Is that right? Will the rest of the audience of God will do that as you see the woman? My hand, I've never seen a woman before in my life, and nothing of her. Now, will you accept Him as your healer and Savior and what you're doing? Thank you. Now, just talking to you, so it's your spirit and mind. Now, your spirit with your faith. And my spirit, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, see, does know what is wrong. Now, to the woman, if the audience can still hear me, the woman's very conscious that something's going on. For she knows she's standing in the presence of something. Between her eyes stands a light, real, bright, emerald-looking light, which is the angel of the Lord. And the woman is conscious that something's going on. And she shares for me to pray for her. And her trouble is a depressed mental condition that's bothering her. She's mentally upset. And she has also been real sick with a case of, it was in her lungs, it was pneumonia. She's had pneumonia and been very sick, and it's, those things were true, wasn't they? If that's true, raise your hand. Do you now believe? That voice was speaking then was not my voice. It was my voice, but I wasn't operating it. I do not know what's wrong with the woman. Whatever he says on the tape down here, and you can read it tomorrow. Whatever he said is true. That's the truth. Now the woman knows that she knows where it was the truth or not. She's a witness of that. What wrong with her life? What's wrong? What is the truth, lady? Everyone else can say it's the truth. And while I was talking to whatever went on there, something struck me, wasn't it? Because it was all right around you. Do you believe him today with all your heart? You hear the patient talking to you. Are we strangers to each other on the earth? We do not know one another. Come here just a little closer with you. You've never saw me before.
That's my knowledge.
That's your knowledge. You've never saw me.
I've traveled a little bit. I may have saw you on the
beach. Yes, sir. So people can hear his voice coming in.
To that woman. What you hear for, it may be a financial, it may be the domestic trouble, I could not tell you. And God knows I don't. The lady knows that. I have no way of knowing what she's here for now. There's nothing. No way at all of knowing what she's here for. But someone here does know. And the faith that was once delivered to the saints is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in his resurrection. He could die in that long ago. Now, if he does, I'll be thankful. If he doesn't, I'll still be thankful. For I know he's here. And if he does, will 100% of you, everyone, believe with all your heart in him? I just a little closer to you. See, he's still coming from everywhere. And it's, you know, what I mean, when vision starts, I have no way of knowing where it's coming from. I just have to contact the spirit of the person. Now, just to speak to you just for a moment. And then, oh, you don't have to look at it, too. You just look in where you want to. Just so I can inspect your spirit. Look what I mean. You're believing? I'll be with you. Your faith heals you. You've been something wrong with the inside down here in the intestinal. But you've had a fever going into some kind of a place. It's something white, and it's a hospital. You've been into a hospital, and it's an operation. And they take something from the inside, pulling it out. It's the intestinal colon. They take out and cut. And then I see they're putting something back in its place. It's a plastic surgery that they're performing in the colon. And now I see it again. It's twisted around like this. And that's what they hear. That's the colon. Don't say whatever he said. Is that the truth, lady? If it is, if you raise up your hand, you say it's the truth. You believe you're in his presence. You know your brother has no way of knowing what he means. God only got down. Come here this morning. Our Heavenly Father, how the Holy Spirit is an active healer. Our final instructions of my Lord, which says he stands for far the wonder. If there are any bones that they shall recover, this I do in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. And may God bless you, your God. You believe him with all your heart? Facing the audience, you just feel it like, oh, I can't explain. But I just have to follow what he says to you. For this time of conviction, and you got a burden way down deep in your heart. See, your condition is mine, but there's something here before me. Yes, I keep coming back again. Oh, my. You are a mother. You have a daughter, and the daughter is doing evil, and your want prayer for her, she's an alcoholic, and you want prayer for your daughter. Well, then, what's that up to you? Why don't you come here with me? Oh, mercy for God, God, heaven, give mercy and peace to this our beloved one. And may the peace of God go out by every day we bring this our ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Just believe, have faith, don't doubt. Believe and you will receive. Please don't move around. Someday, glorious day, once all revealed through us. Haven't we met? Are we strangers to each other? We've never met each other? Never mind. Well, but Jesus knows you since you were born. You know me since I was born. And perhaps back then, before either was born, he knows me for me even now. He's the infant God. He knows all things. Predestinated. Certain things to take place. But even before the world was ever born. Before you all things. If God will help me to know what your trouble is, will you be willing to accept what He tells you to do? Now, if these strangers know to know one another, they give you a prayer card and your number was called up. That's all there is to it. And then, but God knows all about it. Now, just believe that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe me to be His servant. I have nothing I can do to help you. I can do nothing. It'll be what I told you about the Lord, that He loves you and wants to do for you. Now the only thing you can do is do something that will lift your faith up to a place to get what you come for. Isn't that right? There's really not much wrong with you. You're nervous, all upset. That's just from God, just a moment. It's a desert God and a hill laying back to this side of it. And it's concerning a loved one. It's a daughter. And she, if I'm not mistaken, the hill that I'm looking from is the Tucson, Arizona. And that daughter is very unhappy. And she's suffering with a mental condition. She thinks she's going mad, going wild. She has walked the floor a whole lot, she does a lot of things. She's looking out a window, constantly faces that way, down that way. Those things are true. I give you the handkerchief you have in your hand. Our Heavenly Father, Creator of heaven and earth, Father of the flesh and man, give us all your gifts. Send our blessings to this one Lord. And I pray that when this is performed, that your great spirit will honor faith for our faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. The Lord grant you, sister, the very deep desire of your heart. That Jesus Christ, God's Son, you believe in Him now? You're trying to reach me, aren't you? Your faith. just a little disappointed because you wasn't called a few moments ago. You don't have to do that. You're trying to get rid of something, aren't you? Not exactly a disease. It's simple. God, you are quick to get angry. Will you accept my words as being coming from the Lord Jesus? Will you believe me as his servant? Stand up on your feet. Put your hand over your heart. Raise your other hand to God. Our heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and this Lord's faith has touched you. I rebuke your trouble strongly, and may you never be bothered again in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. How do you look this way this moment? You believe? It's not just for the baby. If God of heaven will reveal that little baby's condition to me, and let me tell you why it is, will you believe that Jesus died to do for us, whatever it is? I think it's a certain picture. Now, that baby is suffering with something wrong with it. It's in the lungs. And that baby has 3 ribs missing and part of his lungs. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless this one who are blessing one another. In Jesus' name, go ahead. Go ahead. Believe it? Look this way just a moment. That's what I'm looking for, God. You believe he'll make you well? Except for healing now for that heart disease, you believe God will make you well? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless this new soul for God's glory. God bless you. Go believe in him with all your heart. Do you believe? Something strange in that lady's coffee. Made you feel real strange, didn't it? Cause you do a lot of it at night time. The asthmatic condition is causing trouble. You do the truth. Will you accept me now as you're here? And in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then you go through. On the face of Jesus. Just have faith. Something wrong with your side, isn't it? You got side trouble. She'll be there in a line. And the lady just in front of you, too. She's just practicing. She holds you. She laughs. Lady, can you ask me to hear the lady with her hand up to you now? Now, if you know it all your life, you believe that Jesus Christ will make you whole. You believe it with all your heart. If you do, you can have your desire. Just say, praise the Lord, and accept your healing. In God's name. Sister, you believe God. You know that I know and know what's wrong with you. God alone knows it doesn't. God will let me know what your trouble is. Will you obey me as his servant and bring God? Then go into your supper. The altar that will give you some, and some trouble, bless you, and go into your supper. God bless you. That's right. I'm a stranger to you, I suppose, sir. But around you, the real God's shadow moving is coming to your spirit. You're dying. You can't. That's true. But you can live through Jesus Christ. Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Come in.
Father and God, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, heal the man of your soul. Amen. God bless you. Go and believe with all your heart. Look this way, lady. Now, all of you know what you mean. The Peter Johnson, look at that. In other words, touch this picture. Now, go ahead and do this. You know that? Let God make you. You believe you have that? You step up in the world. Go on your own. In the name of the Father. Yes, sir. God bless you. When you pray in His name, when you yourself want to be prayed for, you do Jesus to give you new blood and take that immediate condition away from you and make you well. Father God, for this child, He's begging. For the dark shed, this little girl, I take her to power in my arms in the name of Jesus Christ for a blood transfusion and may it come. Amen. Bless you, sweetheart. I'm the grandmother for that woman. Hungry hearted people, ever desire their hearts.
ladies, just a few words with you, sister. And then may the Lord grant these things that He has promised us to be so. Now, we are strange to each other, never seen in my life. Then there has to be some supernatural something somewhere. If anything that I know about you, it has to come from some resource besides the man. Is that right? It has to come from a supernatural resource. Well, then, if it does happen, then what you think it to be will then determine what happened. It's your approach to it. Right, how you approach it. But now we're standing tonight, this man and woman, like Christ and a woman at the left, this man and woman. I do not know that through that, that you're suffering as your Lord is between you and I see you, you're suffering with some kind of nervous condition, real nervous, and you can't really rest, but you're up and down and don't sleep well, and you're dropping things all the time, dropping dishes and things like that, I said, as you go. That's the truth. Now, whatever it was that told you, that breath that was speaking in was my breath, but I wasn't using it. I couldn't tell you now why the skeleton. So it's just like my ears come unstopped and everything, so I just went into another world. And now, I want to ask you something. Even though you feel right now, you realize that there's something that's taking place besides that breath when it was in that earth happening. Is that right? Now you believe? Now see, you're talking to her. He told what was going on with her, whatever it was. And now she becomes a believer. Now more you talk to the people when the anointing is on, more it will reveal. But look at the prayer line, look at the people out there. See? But you have faith. Now, quiet, just a moment. The Holy Spirit wants to say something else. You're aware of that, aren't you? There's something else. I see it's a nervous condition. You're stepping with. Say, that is caused you had an automobile accident. That's what did that. Say, I see a horse look out there. You were still the horse too, haven't you? I see a horse. Isn't that him?
That's right.
Yeah, he is. He's a conscious nature. Now, have faith, believe. Now, every person in this should believe. Now, the Holy Spirit would speak to someone out in here. Then you should believe. Do you believe? Now, really, I'll tell you. When Moses was given signs to commit before the people, he did it once and all Israel followed him. If you would do just exactly right now and with real faith, you follow just what I said. Now I tell you right now that if you couldn't accept it, Jesus Christ, and if every one of you were already made well on your side, you would have to accept it. That's exactly the truth. Someone asked me why I kept rubbing my face. Well, I can't tell. It's just name that you see. So, I felt over here that was after that I wrote that note that I was in the building. So, now this man, come here, sir. We're strangers to each other. I do not know you. You are a perfect stranger to me. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that's a younger man than you are. And it's the person is something like has no control, like a cerebral palsy or something like that. It's your son. And he's not here. He's in Nebraska somewhere up there, lower country. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Come here. Father, grant to this our brothers the desire of his heart, They got sons and daughters in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Are you believing? How many of us praying right now that God will heal you? That's your card. David. Wiping the tears from her eyes. Sitting around here with a red coat on. I see a light hanging just above you. I think it's you. You've been praying for me to say something to you. I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth. You're stepping with the trouble, aren't you, lady? And your trouble is right in this way. On the right side. It's your liver. That's why I raised your hand about his name. Accept your healing now from the Lord Jesus. Stand up in this. Father God, in the name of our Son, bring to this woman her faith as full provision from our service. I pray that you will make her well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Moving in the audience. But you raise your hand for a lady sitting right there with that other hand of praying, saying, God, have him to call me too. Yes. A little lady with a green looking jacket on. You, the black hat with your fingers up like this, just pull the hand, saying, God, have him call me. That's that for your hand. Yes. You believing? God can make those glass stones go away from him if you press it around. The reason it was, you know what caused you to be that way? This lady here had liver trouble. And yours is glass stones out on the liver. Isn't that right? God bless you. The little lady sitting there next to you is kind of worried, and I wonder if you could be called to her. Do you believe me to be his servant? Yours is lungs. Isn't that right? So the dear, stand up on your feet. Now, am I right? He's right, isn't he? He's always right. You two ladies stand up together. But the lady sitting next to you is praying there, too. Think this, and she wants to heal the heart trouble. She wants to get over there. You believe that God will make you well, lady? You stand up here. A whole bunch of you could do the same thing. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will grant this blessing. The people's faith, Lord, let them use His holy spirit. Grant, Heavenly Father, that each will be healed at the whole group. You're here, you're so pleased with this call, sinners come home. Backsliders renewing themselves through the washing of the water of the Word. They've come to own the basis, and the angels of God are standing in the aisle tonight. There we are here, the great Holy Spirit moving up and down the aisle. The people are aware that you're here, Father. I pray that you will heal everyone through Jesus' name. Amen. Just a moment. all these strangers to each other. You have seen me before, but I don't know you. God knows, I don't know what you're here for, but He does know what you're here for, doesn't He? If God will let me know what you're here for, will you believe that when I preach the gospel tonight, that any man can say anything he wants to? You have a right to doubt man, but you have no right to doubt God. That would be blasphemy, right? And now, God, through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, what He did here on earth, if He's returned, and that was, I preached His message to the world. And now we here confirming that, proving that I told the truth, that it was Jesus that died for me. Then if we share and I claim that His resurrection is here, if we're believers, then God can do the same thing through me as an adopted child, as He did to His own beloved Son, the adopted Son. Because Christ promised to give. You're suffering with a lump in your breast. That's in your left breast. How would I know that? I've seen you in the room when you were being examined at it. Yes. Correct. Another thing you're suffering with also is a rare, serious blood disease. Cause you to break out. Those things were the truth. You believe and accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your healer and Lord. In obedience to His word and command, I lay hands up on you as a believer in Jesus Christ's name for your healing. Have faith, don't doubt. May the Lord God bless and add His blessing is my sincere prayer. Praise be to God. Raise your hand there, lady. You want to be healed? You're praying to get in trouble. It's that intestinal trouble. You want to be rid of it. Isn't that right? That's your husband who's sick. You want him to be prayed for too? Or put your hands over on together, you husband and wife, and may the Lord Jesus make you well. Oh, Lord God, through those heavens and earth, all of everlasting life, send my blessings upon them. May they be healed through Jesus' name. Amen. Through your faith to do anything. You believe that with balconies, you believe that in heaven. Just have faith now. Don't doubt. This is the patient to do. See, the people in the prayer line don't mean the faith. It's you out there just as you believe. You're the patient, lady. You believe me to be God's servant.
I believe you to be God's servant.
Thank you, sister. God bless you. Then maybe God will let me do something in the way of the gospel to help you, that you will get the desire of your heart. Now, I do not know you. You know that. But you're a stranger to me.
That's right.
I don't know you.
That's right.
But God bless. Now, you're conscious that you're anointed also now. Because that's the thread of life between us. I see it moving back. It's your eye.
Yes.
You're going blind. The hardening of an eyeball's nerves are dying out.
That's right.
That's exactly what you were told.
Yes.
And the patch on the side of your face was caused by, you just fell. You fell off of a step and did that
yesterday.
Those things are true.
Those things are true.
You're believing now all the
years.
Lord Jesus, I bring her to Thee for her healing. Bring my unworthy, kneeling hands upon this, my sister. Ask that the desire of her heart be given to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. I bless you. faith, don't doubt. You believe him? Believe he's going to make you well? Just try to lift a little more faith. Is this the patient? Would you come here, lady? We're strangers to each other, but God knows both of us best. You're a conscious that you're standing in the presence of something besides a man. I'm just your brother, but you're a conscious of something. If thou will let me know what you're here for, will you accept your healing or whatever you're here for, you will? It's a girl. She's had it for years. You want to get rid of it, don't you? You've tried to get into the line. You're trying to accept faith now, isn't that true? You live here. You live at 1119 South 18th Street. Your name is Miss Elizabeth Teagle, isn't it? I go have faith in Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith, believe with all your faith. You believe? Don't move around, people, please. Just really kills me when you're moving. What do you mean by that? Every spirit step right to me. See? I can tell where you're at, and I'm trying to help you. See? I can if you see it interrupt. I can't explain it, but you're just set. See? Like breath. Couldn't hide your life if you had, you know. You like to go home, be well, and eat, and get rid of your stomach cramps, and be made well. And another thing, take your handkerchief laid on your husband when you get there. You get all that TV. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. That's faith. You don't get all your answers? Say, I love the Lord Jesus and accept him as my
Lord. I love the Lord Jesus
and accept him as my Lord. God bless you. Go on your road and trust him. Brother, you don't get all the diabetes and be made well? You believe God will make you well? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you be healed. Amen. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Our troubles are more for God than nothing. He can make you well right there. Do you believe it with all your heart? Come here just a minute. Lord Jesus, make our sister whole, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Come. You believe Christ will heal you? Kidney trouble's nothing for him to heal. He can make you well of that. Do you believe it? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you be made whole. Amen. God bless you. You'll be all right then. Go believe him with all your heart. If I tell you if he was standing there before you come, would you believe you're God's servant and go on your road and join him? Oh, my. What could happen right now? You're the patient. You believe he is your servant? Can't rest very well. You're nervous. You had a lot of trouble. You're the only thing you got an asthmatic cough. You're coughing all the time. Isn't that right? You want to be healed? You accept Jesus now as your healer. God bless you, go, and God keeps you up on you and make you well. Do you believe, lady? Is that the serious thing there is in the world? Kills more people than anything else. Heart trouble. But that's the occupation of the soul. You let Jesus in just now to heal. Will your faith stop and be heard? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you go into the Lord. Come, lady. You believe? With all your heart, if God will let you know what's wrong with you, will you accept your healing? With all your heart, you believe? There's so much coming from out there. There's many out there suffering with the same kind of stomach trouble that you have. Can't eat. Bad, that is causing overworked nerves. That's right, my dear sister. All of you with stomach trouble stand up on your feet out there. Is he right? He knows her.
Now, it looks like the audience could see this. I wish that you could. That light that you see in the picture here hangs right here, just a few feet from me, right in this direction. It's moving up towards the balcony, right in here. Moving up, yes, it's standing over a man. A man sitting right up here with a white shirt on. Hanging just above him. I believe he's a Spanish man. He's got a little boy sitting by him. Would you raise your hand, sir, to be prayed for? Do you have a prayer card? You don't? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? God has honored you, sir. Your wife sitting there, that's your little boy, and you want that little boy prayed for. If God will tell me what's wrong with your little boy, will you accept the healing? The little boy has stomach trouble. If that's right, wave your hand. Your little boy is going to be well. Blessings of God is upon you. God of Abraham is present. He's your God. Have faith, believe. Somewhere in the audience, believe. I see it hanging over a man standing right back here. The man has something wrong with him. He's praying right now. And in his mind, he's wondering if it's him that's calling. The man has rupture. That's right. You're a stranger here. You've just come here recently, perhaps today. You've come from California here. That's right, isn't it? God bless you. May you go back well. Have faith. Kind of a heavy set lady looking to me. Praying. It's not for yourself. It goes to a lady sitting next to her. Your mind went far away. You're praying for somebody else too. I don't know you, but you're praying for a friend of yours that's crippled or something. And that woman is, that friend lives in Missouri. Is that right? I see a lot of waving hardwood and things waving around. It's Missouri. God bless you. There's a man sitting right behind you there.
It walks on a crutch or a cane or something. He's turned around looking at someone. You're suffering with diabetes also. Is that right, Ted? You believe Christ heals you? Stand up. Lay your crutches, leave it lay on the floor. When you go out, you don't need it no more. You're healed. Have faith in God. Lady, you're the stretcher. I can't heal you. But you believe me to be God's servant? I don't know. You never seen you. You're suffering with you've been sick before, and you had a cancer, and you passed that cancer. A tumor's got you now. But you had faith. Someone else brought you. That's right. You thought if you could ever get in my meeting again, you'd be healed. Will you obey me as your servant? Take up your bed in the name of Jesus Christ and go home. Rise up. Take your clothes. Go home. What about you? Have a faith? Don't be decided. Believe. Have faith in God, any of you. I don't care who you are. Make your eye. Someone else, raise your hand. Something. Here. If you believe, look this way and say to God, I really believe it to be the truth. Of course, I can only say as I see. God bless you, lady. Now you can take your belongings. Go ahead home rejoicing and saying, thank you, Lord. If you believe with all your heart, you can go. What about you, lady, sitting in a wheelchair looking at her? Do you believe with all your heart? A lady's heart is hearing, but the angel of God standing over. Look on me. You believe me? Now you hear me. You've had an accident. You broke your bone in the side, your leg or hip in there. You've been laid up a long time. Then you had a stroke and paralyzed you. You believe me to be God's prophet? You believe me? Will you step me as God's prophet? Stand up on your feet then. Jesus Christ make you well. Give her a hand there, mister. Stand up on your feet and let her walk home. Rise up. Jesus Christ, make it be all. God bless you. Now you go ahead home.